counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is James McHugh, the Old Tango.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dunes.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycles.
This is Rishi Deer from Elphinstone.
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in We Are Wolves.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffian.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from The Burning Hell.
Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lakes, and you're listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
How's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great little website. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, May 28th, 2013. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot, with the exclamation mark at the beginning, because that's how we do things around here, is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every Tuesday evening at, as Anthony mentioned, earshot-online.com. This is where you can find the entire National Top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, other published charts, both weekly and across the spectrum, include electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, loads more, and that is all at earshot-online.com.
And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And you can get at us on Twitter at earshot20 is our handle. All are great ways to contact us and all great ways to reach us if you want to have some exposure on this show and you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. We'd love to do that for you. And we're going to do that coming up in a little bit for some Canadian artists who reached out to us over the last couple of weeks, and we'll get those on throughout the program. And of course, you'll also get your Entertainment 411, and we'll have the lowdown, and we'll have the countdown, and me and Brian.
Anthony's gonna dance.
Yeah, I will dance. No one will be able to see it though. This is why I wish we had the webcam still hooked up. Although I don't know, I might forget it was turned on at some point, and then just do something real foolish and. Then I'd be a YouTube sensation, and I'd be famous, and then that, you know, I could deal with that, though.
Oh, well.
Fame?
We're going to play some music now.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. Kicking off the charts this week, kicking off the program, and this set is a debut at number 20 this week. You're going to hear more vintage-styled indie pop and indie folk from Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward. Because 3 years after Volume 2, they have released Volume 3 under the name She and Him. You're going to hear a track called Baby. Also debuting on the program, but not on the charts, is at number 19, up from 40, Still Corners. You're going to hear a track from Strange Pleasures called Berlin Lovers. And closing out that set, number 18, up from 43, is going to be Daft Punk. You're going to hear a track from their brand new record, Random Access Memories.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Come when you call me, yes, I'll be around. don't ever worry. As long as you need me, you know I'll never let you down. I wanna be with you till the day I die. You always see me through. That's the reason why. Baby, I wanna hold you so close to my heart that you can hear me say. Baby, tell me you love me and make me a promise that you'll never go away. Oh, little baby, my little baby.
Shot 20. Number 19.
Thank you.
Didn't take long for me to start dancing.
From Daft Punk's brand new release, Random Access Memories, you heard Lose Yourself to Dance. That's at number 18, up from 43 on the Earshot National Top 50. At number 19, up from 40, was Still Corners from Strange Pleasures. You heard Berlin Lovers. And starting off that set, starting off the program, was Baby by Sheenhim, debuting in the number 20 spot. Their brand new release, believe it or not, their third volume. Three.
Very cool. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. If you have a chance, you should check out that website. We're going to keep things moving along here, and coming up in a few minutes, you're going to hear my interview with Jordan Stevens from This Ship. We're going to talk a little bit about their new album and a tour that they're doing across Canada. And later on in this hour, you'll hear from Stephen Carling, of course, for your Entertainment 411. But first, another track to bring you before that all hits you.
All right, you're going to hear Am I Wrong by Michael Cronin from MC2, sitting still at number 17. And after that, you're going to hear High Above a Gray Green Sea by Colin Stetson. His new release is called New History Warfare Volume 3, To See More Light. It's at 16, down from number 8.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Turn it on. Turn it on. I'm ready to go. Where we're heading, I don't know.
Indie pop rock group This Ship is making their way across Canada, promoting their first release, All the Stars and Elements, which can be found online. Jordan Stevens joins us from the band for a quick chat. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Oh, thanks so much, man. I'm happy to be here.
So how long have you and the band been making music?
Well, with this group, it's been close to about, I'd say about a year and a half now. We went through a couple lineup changes about last summer, and so it'll be about close to a year with the guys that we got right now.
And the reason I ask is because I read that you guys have had a lot of success already, and I was reading about being part of Canadian Music Week and the East Coast Music Week, and where did that all spawn from?
Well, it's funny you ask that. I would say the main person would be Bethany Folda, who's one of the other lead singers in the group. And we all went to school with each other, and she took the initiative to really learn some stuff from a lot of music business classes that we were in. So through that, she, I think, made some connections around the East Coast and through, like, Music Nova Scotia. And I think you just got to plug it. Talking to people and trying to get the word out. And if you keep at it, then you'll start getting some return for it.
So tell us a bit about the story behind All the Stars and Elements. What was that? What was creating the album like, the recording process, those sorts of things?
Well, it was all quite exciting. I've never personally been part of a group that has all been original music and putting out an album together. But yeah, it was really fun to be with some really close friends and to make music together and try and think about, okay, so we're going to put out this this creative works, and we're going to work together. So how does that all come about? So yeah, we had a lot of times where we just sit down and kind of talk about, okay, so what do we want this to sound like? How do you think people are going to react to it? How do we maybe want people to react to it? And what do we want out of it for ourselves was really the main focus. And so yeah, we got into the studio, and we had these five songs, and they're pretty, I'd say, maybe even a little self-indulgent, if that's the right term for it. There's a lot of kind of jammy sections, or atmospheric, if you will. But yeah, that was kind of the fun of it. We went into the studio for a week straight for a session, and at the Echo Chamber here in Halifax. And yeah, a lot of it we had down and we knew what to do, but there were some really fun parts where we just went in and recorded live off the floor. And I think that's where some of the magic came from, is not quite knowing the full experience going into it, and then coming out of it with something maybe we weren't quite expecting. But yeah, I would say it worked out definitely for the best. I think you got to leave some of it to the imagination to really get some really raw and tangible, memories from it. And that's something we can all hold on to no matter what happens after this point. So,
all right, Jordan, hang on the line. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Going to continue the charts now. And at number 16, down from number 8 the week before, here's Colin Stetson on the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
We'll be right back.
All right, more now with Jordan from This Ships. And I'm wondering, is there a story or something connecting the lyrics or songs on this album?
General themes, I think. Most of the songs touch a little bit on maybe urban sprawl. We've all been listening to Dan Mangan when he came out with his Old Fortune album. And I know that inspired me a lot through a lot of my lyrics, and kind of speaking about today's society and how things are growing really fast. A lot of it's for the best, for sure, but a lot of it's not necessarily for the best through our eyes. And so we touch on that quite a bit, I'd say, from start to finish. And yeah, a lot of our past experiences, I think, I've been friends with two of the band members for a really long time, and yeah, I think together we've been able to write some good stuff through some past experiences. So it kind of shines through a little bit here and there in the album. And but I think the main point is for people to draw their own conclusions to what's really going on to this kind of. How would I put it? I guess some type of journey we want the listener to go through, start to finish on this one.
Very cool. And you guys are heading out soon on tour. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we leave on Friday, May 31st. So it's quite soon. We'll be in Moncton for our first show. And so we're gone for a little bit. I believe we get back on June 16th. And yeah, we're pretty excited to hit the road. And we're actually a highlight for all of us is getting into Toronto's North by Northeast through the Pop Explosion stage here in Halifax. They send some bands over each year to Toronto for that. So that's really a highlight for us for sure. And another highlight would be spending close to a week in Quebec City, and we're recording a 3-song rock and roll EP, and we'll be staying in a downtown flat in Quebec City for that week, as well as recording at the place we're staying at as well. And that is from June 2nd to June 6th, I believe. So that's also going to be quite an experience, especially on the road when you're doing something like recording, which I've never done before in another city. So that's going to be really fun. I look forward to that for sure.
Very cool. And for our local listeners, because this program is recorded and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, from 4 to 6 p.m. on Fridays. And so for our local listeners, June 14th, this ship will be in St. John, New Brunswick at Pepper's Pub. So that's really exciting that you're going to be in our area, too.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking forward to it. We're playing with a group called... Little You, Little Me, and I actually just checked them out today, and they sound pretty cool. Kind of a mix of like sing-along, heartfelt rock and roll, and then just straight-up rock and roll parts where it kind of just hits you by surprise, maybe. I'd say they got a cool dynamic going on, so I look forward to that as well.
Very cool. And your music, if people want to hear more, can be found on your Bandcamp page. That is thisship.bandcamp.com. We'll post a link to that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/yourshot20. Jordan, it was great to chat, and best of luck with the tour.
Oh, listen, man. Thanks so much.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week from the album All Stars and Elements, here is This Ship on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
In the sky, red, deep, dark, burning flames, burns out my eyes, beating heart, don't be tamed. Burst in the sky, red, deep, dark, burning flames, burns out my eyes. Try to cut stone and you'll bleed. speakers. Words are buried underground. Poets live off our own, reading our souls. Be in tune to it. Be in tune to it.
It's the Earshot 20.
And in an extra this week, that was This Ship from their new record, All the Stars and Elements, called Typical Speakers. Before that, you heard Colin Stetson with a track called High Above a Gray Green Sea from his new release, New History Warfare Volume 3, to See More Light, at number 16, down from 8. And starting off that set, sitting still at number 17, is Michael Cronin from MC2. You heard Am I Wrong?
All right, we're going to continue along with the charts now. And I know I said I was going to do the Entertainment 411 this hour, but because we're pushing it, because I had such a lovely interview and a great chance to talk with Jordan from the band This Ship, took a little bit longer than I thought it was going to, but that was great. So we'll push the Entertainment 411 to the next hour. And coming up very shortly, Brian's going to give you the lowdown. But first, we have a couple more tracks to throw your way.
All right, here is Shotgun Jimmy with a track called Big Sur at number 15. Dan from Six is his new record, Everything, Everything.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Night after night, try to get it right. Try to figure it out.
Ben and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 14.
You ended on my day, you ended on. You ended on my day. Each morning we marry, it's just as good as the days. I know you'll never run away. You met a young man who was a wild child, who harmonized his keys and his drooling mind. Saxophone sang from his sad head.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Never Run Away by Kurt Vile. His latest record is called Waken on a Pretty Days, and that's at number 14, Damn from 5. Before that was number 15, Damn from 6, Shotgun Jimmy, Everything, Everything, and the track Big Sur.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting from across the nation on earshot-online.com. And now is the part of the program where Brian likes to tell you what's new to the charts, but maybe not really making it up into our realm yet.
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
All right, at number 45 debuting this week is the Toronto-based Guelph-bred multi-instrumentalist Jim Guthrie, and he releases his first proper full-length record in nearly 10 years. It's called Takes Time. At number 42, Dungeness is John Ahrens from White Life and Art Department and Jen Wassner from Y Oak, and they team up for an album of 90s-influenced indie R&B. Their debut is self-titled. At number 34 is The Good Family, which is made up of the two generations featured in The Good Brothers and the Sadies, and that country roots rock clan release their debut record called The Good Family Album. And at number 29 is the new album from Bibio, the seventh full-length released from British producer Stephen Wilkinson, blending experimental electronica and folk, and it's called Silver Wilkinson.
Bibio is my favorite. Takes the cake this week.
Yeah, even not a lot to pick from, but that is a pretty good one.
That's a pretty good one indeed.
Since I'm a fan of his work, then, you know, I approve of your choice.
You'll give it to me. All right. Three more tracks to bring you before the end of this hour of the program in the first 10, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Stay tuned. You're about to hear from The Bell Game, from their new record, Ritual Tradition Habit, a track called In Secrets. They're into the program at number 13, up from 22.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 12.
Feelings leave you, you're fireproof. nothing breaks your heart. You're fireproof. It's just the way you are. You're fireproof. It's what you always say. You're fireproof. I wish I was there.
It's the Earshot 20.
And rounding out the first 10, debuting at number 11 this week is the new album from the Brooklyn indie rock band with album number 6, following up the widely acclaimed High Violet, It Was the National, and their new album Trouble Will Find Me. You heard a track called Fireproof. Before that, you heard Wasteland by Hooded Fang at number 12, up from 15. Their new album Graves. And at number 13, number 22, Ritual Tradition Habit, which is the new album by The Bell Game, and you heard a track called In Secrets.
And as Brian said, that is the first 10 of the top 20. We're going to come back very soon and give you the top 10 plus. We'll be talking with Tyler and Sarah from Tofu Stravinsky, and you'll get the Entertainment 401. Thanks to Jordan Stevens from This Ship for chatting with us in the first hour of the program. Really appreciated that. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the National Top 20 Countdown from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. And we broadcast live every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of St. John, New Brunswick, CFMH Local 107.3 FM, and send out for syndication across the nation by other great campus and community radio stations. We'll just give a shout out to a couple of those. Come on now, Brian.
Sure.
You get that list.
I just wasn't prepared. I'm sort of prepared. You might be listening to us on one of these fine stations, Bay of Islands Radio in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, UMFM, or CKUW, both in Winnipeg, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and a few others.
And you can find us online, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. Stick around. There is more of the Earshot 20. It's on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.